Most likely you've heard of the nuns. No, not N-U-N-S, single women living in a cloister, but N-O-N-E-S, the nuns, those who have no religious adherence because they don't believe any single religion is true. Hi, this is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. You might be surprised to learn that current research shows that about a third of America makes up this large group called the nuns. But this is not really new. If we look at the New Testament, we find out that Jesus and John both dealt with the nuns. Jesus in Matthew chapter 11 said this, "But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace who call out to the other children and say, 'We played a flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.'" And then Jesus adds, "For John came neither eating or drinking, and they said, 'He has a demon.' And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Behold, a gluttonous man, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.'" And then Jesus concludes, "Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." It meant that many people who looked at the life of John and heard his message of repentance rejected it because, frankly, repentance can be painful. It's basically saying, "I've done something wrong, and I myself am not satisfied with myself." And Jesus' lifestyle, which expressed the grace that he came to bring, was about living with joy and forgiveness and faith and in fellowship with one another. Neither of these alternatives seemed to appease or please many people in Jesus' day. And so he compared them to children, unsatisfied children. I asked them this question, what will their lives look like when they're older? Well, it's going to be quite lonely. So my mom just celebrated 94 years recently, 94 years of a long and fruitful and faithful life. And she has a bevy of children around her who are there to support her. Yet many of the nuns are not only not marrying, but if they do cohabitate, they're not having children because that would imply that they would have to live for someone else. They would have to commit to something else. They would have to love someone else. And so we find ourselves confronted with the reality that this is precisely what Jesus came to do. He came to invite us into a relationship with another. And that other, of course, was him. Someone who would give them what they hungered for, truly. Somehow they missed the point. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." And so as Jesus concluded this line talking about rejecting truth, he said these words at the end of Matthew 11. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Interestingly, the word nun, N-U-N, comes from an old English word that was describing older people. Nuns are people also who live alone, but in this case, they live in fellowship with God, and that fellowship gives them the satisfaction and the rest that they always hungered for. They're not alone anymore. They're living in an eternal relationship right here on earth by faith in God. This is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day.